The first Democratic debate in the 2016 election cycle took place last night in Las Vegas, Nevada. On the stage, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, and former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee. Hosted by CNN's Anderson Cooper, the questions came hard and fast, jumping directly to some of the toughest issues facing these candidates.
Secretary Clinton, though, with all due respect, the question is really about political expediency. Just in July, New Hampshire, you told the crowd you, quote, take a backseat to no one when it comes to progressive values. Last month in Ohio, you said you plead guilty to, quote, being kind of moderate and center. Do you change your political identity based on who you're talking to?
No. I think that, like most people that I know, I have a range of views, but they are rooted in my values and my experience.
Senator Sanders, a Gallup poll says half the country would not put a socialist in the White House. You call yourself a democratic socialist. How can any kind of socialist win a general election in the United States?
Well, we're going to win because first we're going to explain what democratic socialism is. And what democratic socialism is about is saying that it is immoral and wrong that the top 0.1% in this country own almost as much wealth as the bottom 90%.
Governor Chafee, you've been everything but a socialist. When you were senator from Rhode Island, you were a Republican. When you were elected governor, you were an independent. You've only been a Democrat for a little more than 2 years. Why should Democratic voters trust you won't change again?
Anderson, you're looking at a block of granite when it comes to the issues.
Whether it seems like pretty soft granite, though. I mean, you've been a Republican, you've been an independent.
Did you hear what I said on the issues?
In all, the candidates handled the tough questions with poise and composure. And when presented the opportunity to engage in character attacks, they instead presented a unified front and refused to let the focus of the debate shift away from the broader issues.
Let me say something that may not be great politics, but I think the secretary is right. And that is that the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails. Enough of the emails. Let's talk about the real issues facing America.
Secretary Clinton, however, was far from immune to criticism. The lone opponent to reinstituting Glass-Steagall, which prevents commercial banks from engaging in speculative behavior, Clinton favored an inclusive approach to reining in Wall Street.
I represented Wall Street as a senator from New York, and I went to Wall Street in December of 2007, before the big crash that we had, and I basically said, cut it out. Quit foreclosing on homes. Quit engaging in these kinds of speculative behaviors.
The proposal that Wall Street could be trusted to regulate itself, however, was uniformly rejected by the other candidates, their position punctuated by Sanders' comments.
Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress. And we have got to break off these banks, going to them and saying, please do the right thing.
No, that's not
kind of naive.
Perhaps the biggest takeaway from the debate was the stark contrast in tone, topics, and civility when compared to the recent Republican debates. Where the GOP audience had to wade through bickering and infighting to get to candidates' positions on the issues, the Democrats made them front and center. The DNC may be less entertaining, but so far they've proven themselves to be much more substantive. For Worldview, I'm Corey Capel.